Hi, and welcome to the Commit Your Dream podcast, where we dive into the lives of developers at CleverTech who have taken the reins on coding their own life. Learn and get inspired about how you can create a customized solution to live the life of your dreams.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Commit Your Dreams podcast by CleverTech. I'm your host, Natalie, and today we are here with Leonardo Z. Leo has been with CleverTech for the past year, but has been a design leader for over 20 years. He loves inspiring others, wooing clients, and fostering digital transformations wherever he goes. Welcome, Leo, and thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me, Natalie. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So great to have you. To start off, can you clue us in on where you're located?
Well, actually, I'm from Peru, but I've been living here in Colombia for the last 21 years. So I could say I've been here half my life.
That's awesome. And what made you move from Peru to Colombia?
Well, long story, but I'll try to make it short. I left my country when I was 18 years old. I went to Aruba, which is an island in the Caribbean, beautiful place. And I decided to stay there for a couple of years. I didn't know what to do with my life. And suddenly I met my ex-wife. She's from Colombia. So yeah, we kind of fell in love. She asked me if I was willing to come here to Colombia and, you know, like experience this tropical life, I would say. And I said, yeah, why not? We have a beautiful daughter together. She's 18 years old. And yeah, that's why I got here.
That's cool. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. It's always interesting seeing people move from one place to another because there is a fact. Maybe this doesn't apply to everybody in the world, but in the United States, it's something around like 60 to 70% of people never move 30 miles from their home. And they're always like very in the same spot. So it's really interesting when other people say like, oh, I was from here and I moved over here. And then what about your history? What's your family structure and how are you raised?
I was born in a very small town north of Lima. This town is called Huacho. And it's just 5 minutes away from the beach. So I'm kind of beach boy. I have 5 siblings, big family, according to the Peruvian standards. We're not used to have big families there. But my dad is, he used to be an accountant. He's 72 years old right now. And my mom was a beautiful woman. Sadly, she passed away 7 years ago. She had breast cancer, but she had a beautiful life. So yeah, we miss her very much. I was in Peru till the age of 18, and then I moved to Aruba and never went back home. I mean, I go there, I travel, visit my family and friends, but I never had the chance to live back in my country. So,
well, thank you for sharing. And I'm so sorry to hear about your mom, but I'm glad to hear that she had a beautiful life. Out of your 5 siblings, where do you fall in the group? Are you oldest, youngest?
No, I'm the second one. My oldest brother is a doctor. Then it's me, which I'm a kind of adventurous guy. Then my sister, she lives in Italy right now in Milan.
Wow.
And then, I have, we have like 2 group of, you know, siblings, like the oldest one, including me, and then the rest, which is 3 more, sister, brother, and another brother. So
would you say you're closest to your oldest brother or?
No. Actually, like the 2 groups, my oldest brother. Oh, you meant my oldest brother, right?
Yeah. Are you the closest to him or?
Just 1 year. Yeah. He's 1 year older than me. Yeah. So we're very close and very good friends. We went to the same school. We're very close till you know, now. And yeah, beautiful relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really special to get along with your brother, to have this, to be able to share a set of friends. Not every family can say that. So not every brother has the same relationship.
That's right. He stole a girlfriend from me.
Oh no.
Yeah, we were like 13 years old and I remember I cried.
Oh, that's lovely. That's funny. I love that you shared that. Are you the only software developer in your family or designer in your family?
Yes. I mean, since I was a little kid, I was like inclined towards arts. I'm okay. a good illustrator. I remember when I was at school, I used to compete. I used to, you know, be in a lot of competitions, like illustration competitions. So I won pretty much all of them because I was a good one.
When was that moment in your life that you knew you wanted to take this on as a career?
It was when I came here to Colombia because, I mean, my hometown was very small. So I never had the chance to interact with culture, you know, like having big museums or libraries. It was a pretty small town. And yeah, when I landed here in Medellin, I had the chance to experience like art in a different way. I didn't know if I wanted to be or study advertising or graphic design. And then I discovered this nice institute. It's called the Institute of Fine Arts here in Medellin. So I decided to enroll in this career graphic design. And yeah, that's when it all started, you know?
Very cool. And then I know you one of your hobbies is taking pictures. And you have a photography Instagram, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I love photography. Actually, when I finished my career, I wasn't sure if I want to be a photographer because one of the subjects in my career was photography and I loved it. I remember one moment I was thinking, should I pursue this photography career or not? I think the only thing that stopped me from being a photographer is that I remember I didn't have money back then. So to become a photographer, you had to invest in equipment, you know, like I think that's the only thing that stopped me from being a photographer. But yeah, then I started my career as a designer. I mean, whenever I had the chance to travel and take my camera with me, now my iPhone, because I sold all my equipment and I just have my iPhone because, you know, phones have become this sort of all-in-one device. You have music, you have photography and everything. So yeah, I love taking photos everywhere I go.
That's awesome. I love that. Do you have any other hobbies?
Yeah, actually, I love sports. I'm a very good soccer player. I love to dance salsa music. I love rock and roll. And it's funny because when it comes to be alone, you know, working, very focused, I prefer to listen to rock music, but also salsa music. You know, there are two genres that don't match, but yeah, I don't know why. I love both genres. Yeah.
I love that. That's great. It's very similar to me listening to country and EDM. Those are my two favorite genres. And when I mix the playlists, some is really upbeat and for fun, and some is really country. And so acoustic guitar. Yes, I can understand two worlds colliding. So why was it important for you to work for Clever Tech, and how did you find us?
I remember I wanted to do something different. I was working for this very big company. It's called Globant. And I remember I wanted to travel the world because I was going through a very difficult part of my life, and I wanted to do something different. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to quit my job or if I wanted to travel the world or do both things. One of those days, I received a message from Clever Tech. They were looking for a designer. And I said, okay, I want to know more about this company. It looks pretty cool, you know, because I visited the website and everything. I was like kind of interested in what I was seeing, like a remote digital company working nice projects. And then I said, I'm going to take a look at this opportunity. So I talked to Victoria and I fell in love right away with Clever Tech, you know, the things that you were doing and so on. Here, I knew I could find the balance between work and personal life. So I felt like this was a place where I could also be part of something great and cool, but also have the opportunity to add value to it. Because, you know, as you said before, I've been in this industry for so many years. So I thought I could share a little bit of my knowledge and experience with the team. Been here for a year now, and I'm loving it.
And we love you, Leo. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah, we do.
That's why you're here, actually, on this podcast. Your culture coach recommended you, and we were all like, yes, absolutely. you keep our Slack communities alive and well with all of your photos, all of your weekend warriors that you post. You definitely add and contribute to the culture here, and we appreciate it. Tell us something we don't, or most people don't know about you.
I think that's a tough question, but I was thinking about that this morning, and I don't know why I remember like this story. I was like 12, 13 years old, and you know, I grew up in, you know, very close to the beach. It was summertime, beautiful day, and I remember there was like this party vibe on the beach, and suddenly I remember like people were starting to shout and saying like, you know, one man is getting drawn, something like that. And I was with a couple of friends. So yeah, we went to the sea and we rescued the guy. Actually, the guy was already, yeah, like blue. And I remember one of my friends pulled his head and he was like blue and swollen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So yeah, he let him go. And then, you know, the guy disappeared. And then I dove to get the guy because the guy, you know, went deep. We took him out of the sea. And I remember there was like a doctor giving like first aid. And like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 days later, I saw this man walking on the street. Like he survived.
I was going to ask, were you like all like, whoa, this is crazy?
Because I mean, I think it's crazy because when you touch someone that you think it's dead, it's, you know, like, it's scary.
Yes.
But yeah, then like when I went back to myself, you know, like I said, no, I have to take this man out of the water. So yeah, I just closed my eyes. I pulled the guy and I could take him out of the water.
And then the fact that you were able to keep calm and decide that this is something that you were going to commit to doing, which is saving this person and diving in. That's a lot of thought that happens in the moment. And the fact that you did that just is wow to me. And so I have a few last questions for you here. What kind of advice would you give someone? Actually, what kind of advice would you give yourself 20 years ago?
That's a very nice question. I would say to Leo 20 years ago that follow your heart. Sometimes it's very difficult because you don't have the experience, you don't have the money, you don't have the means, you know, to make decisions. But if you feel like something aligns to your passion, to the things that you want to try, but probably because of fear, you're not brave enough to pursue, you know, whatever you want to do, I say, don't worry about that. Just go for what you love, live your passion, and listen carefully. If you follow directions of people that are more experienced or capable or more intelligent, there's no way to lose in this game, you know? So just follow your heart and play hard.
That's great advice. And I think applicable to anyone, not even just people who are going into design, but overall in life, a way to approach life. And then my last question is, where can we connect with you online? What's your Instagram handle?
You can follow me at Leo Zevallos on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I keep posting, you know, my journey every time I travel. I love taking pictures with my daughter. She's a beautiful 18-year-old woman, and she loves photography. And actually, she's like my model. And yeah, ping me, send me a message, whatever, follow me, and we can probably share, you know, like anecdotes and stories.
Fantastic. All right. And that's all we have time for. So thank you, everybody who's listening. And thank you so much, Leo, for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have an incredibly ambitious goal to reach 5,000 subscribers by the end of the summer. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world to us if you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify, hit the follow button. And if you genuinely love this podcast or feel like your friends and family could benefit, please share it with them. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn by simply searching Clever Tech. And don't forget to check out our careers page if you're ready to commit your dream.